turning to the book of Proverbs again. We're up to chapter 16 and verse 20. The book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verses 20 to 24, as we consider this morning beneficial speech. We're going to see a passage next Lord's Day, which concerns malicious speech. But this is beneficial speech, a speech that actually helps other people. That's the point of this passage. Did you know that was important? Verse 20. This is the word of God. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. The precious word of the living and the true God. We are told to handle a matter wisely in verse 20, to handle things that we encounter wisely. But that word that's translated matter is a word that could mean matter or word. It's a very important word in Hebrew. It has different meanings to it, and we have words like that in English that have different senses to them. So handling a matter wisely is the way that we are being called to go. But how do we do that? The rest of the verse tells us. To handle a matter wisely involves trusting in the Lord. It involves the kind of life that depends upon the Lord. And we've seen this again and again in the book of Proverbs. We see it in chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6, where the word of God says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. By the time we move forward in this passage, we're going to see how this impacts our speech. But we need to understand that those who trust in the Lord are those who are governed by his word. That's the way that God causes people to grow in trust in him. The book of Jeremiah puts it this way in chapter 17, in verse 7. The book of Jeremiah, as we're told, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. That word happy there in verse 20, it has to do with blessing. It's a word that has to do with God's blessing. Did you know that God is able to bring about the blessing that is even defined as happiness through giving you trust in him? If we're going to handle matters wisely, if they're going to result in good, we have to trust the Lord. Verse 20 actually hangs together. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Finding good and being blessed of God, to be happy, in that sense, involves growing in our understanding of what it means to trust the Lord with all of our heart. But you see, sometimes as we think about these things, we think about them in terms of what it is that we benefit from as we trust the Lord. I want to handle my life wisely because I want to be happy, because I want what's good, because I want the things that are beneficial to me. And again, in the book of Proverbs, I see that there are benefits to living wisely. But you see, if that's the only focus that we have, if we only look at the book of Proverbs and we gather in the Proverbs that have to do with a successful life, with working hard and the payoff that comes from it, what's truly in the book of Proverbs, we miss the true focus of these verses and the way that the Word of God directs us outward. This wisdom is designed, you see, to reflect in our relationships with other people. And so verse 21 tells us that the wise in heart shall be called prudent. There's actually a building of a reputation in our relationships with other people that comes about through being wise, not only in what people can see, but in our hearts, in the very depths of our being. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. The origin of the kind of speech that we're looking for is in our hearts. It's in a place where only God can work, where only He can build what is necessary in our hearts. In Matthew 7 and verse 17, Jesus said that even so, a good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. He's talking about trees, but He's talking about people. We know that He's talking about people as they behave like this. A bad tree brings forth bad fruit, and a good tree brings forth good fruit. If we're going to be called prudent, we have to be wise in our hearts. We have to be those who have this trust in the Lord that's given to us in verse 20. We have to be those who handle matters wisely, which means we need the Word of God. That word that we were singing about, sweeter than honey. That word that we were singing about in Psalm 19. That word that is on your lips when you sing in worship. That word that God has given you to meditate upon. The Psalms that you have learned. The parts of Scripture that you have learned, that you have memorized. They are designed to make you wise in your heart. They are designed to give you a change on the inside. And of course that's going to impact the way that you relate to other people. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. And then verse 21 goes on to say, the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. The sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. You see, if you're wise on the inside, it's not going to stay there. It's like the fountain that comes up from the ground. It's like the flowing stream that pours forth over the rocks into other places. Wisdom hidden in your heart rises to your lips like the waters of a fountain. And it's sweet. Look at this. Verse 21. The wise in the heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Wouldn't it be something? Wouldn't it be amazing if the way that we spoke to other people persuaded them and caused them to desire to actually learn? Wouldn't that be something? When the Lord Jesus Christ was here on this earth, Luke 4 and verse 22 describes the way that people responded after Jesus stood up in the synagogue and quoted from Isaiah 61 and said, this time is now fulfilled. And verse 22 of Luke 4 says that people bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? What was amazing to them is the way that he was speaking. Because they thought he was an ordinary carpenter's son. But the way that he's speaking was amazing and striking to them. And this is the kind of speech that is talked about here. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ was opposed on that day, because he went further, and he applied the meaning of redemptive history to his hearers, and they didn't like what they heard. But the wisdom that the Lord Jesus Christ had was, first of all, attractive to them. They saw and heard gracious language coming from his lips. And that's what this proverb is talking to us about. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. Other people see them as wise. The wisdom is in their hearts. It proceeds from their lips. It's sweet to the hearer, and it increases learning. That's the kind of speech that we want. The kind of speech that is sweet because people are willing to take it in. That doesn't mean that you don't say hard things, but it's the wise way that it's said. Verse 22 goes on and helps us to understand a little more about this idea, as verse 22 speaks to us about the person who has understanding. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. Did you know that there is a fountain of life that is being formed inside people who trust in Jesus Christ, who have received the Holy Spirit, people like you and me? A fountain of life. That's what Jesus Christ is talking about in John 4 and verse 14 when he speaks to the woman at the well and he says, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Jesus is saying that believers, those who receive the Spirit, who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, receive a well of water that springs up from inside of them, springing up to everlasting life. It's because they're joined to Jesus. It's because they're joined to Jesus Christ. And then he goes on in John chapter 7 and verse 37 to say, at the great day of the feast, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Jesus Christ is going beyond simply the words of understanding that are a fountain of life, that are a wellspring of life. He's saying that there is a river of living water formed inside of us. What is that river? And the Word of God says, "This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Did you know that you, when you receive the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of Jesus Christ inside of you, you have a life source for people. It's a life source for you, but it's also a life source for others. The opposite is true of the fool. You see, the fool listens to other types of instruction, not the Spirit, not the place where life comes from, but other voices, voices that lead to death, the kinds of words that lead in the other direction. Verse 23 says, "The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips." Where does speech really come from? Where does the kind of speech that we know has impact in this world come from? It comes from our heart. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth. It's something that Jesus has pointed out when Jesus says in Matthew 12 and verse 34, "For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh." As he points out, for good or for evil. If we have an evil heart, we will speak evil words. If we have a good heart, we will speak good words. And the only way that our heart can be made truly good is by the presence of that Spirit, by the presence of the life that's given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice the impact, you see. It's an amazing way that it's said. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Learning to his lips. It sounds like he's a very wise person. She's a very wise person. And what she says sounds like she has learned a great deal. But the direction in which these proverbs are pointing us is not in the direction of saying that this person has learned a lot. It's for the benefit of other people. Look at verse 24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Pleasant words like the honeycomb. Honey is an amazing substance. You can find medicine that is very bad tasting. You can find stuff that is very food that and sweets that are very sweet but bad for you. But honey has the best of both. Honey has medicinal properties. And honey is sweet. Honey has been used throughout the years. It was certainly understood in the ancient Near East as having these properties. It took its place among the medicine of the Israelites. Honey. And it was used in these two different ways. It's beneficial in both ways. It's sweet and it's a remedy. It's medicine that tastes good. It's medicine that you are willing to take because it tastes so good. In fact, the book of Proverbs gives us the image of honey when it's speaking to us about the danger of this woman. In Proverbs chapter 5, it says, "The lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil." The problem is that her words are sounding like honey taste. But did you know that the beneficial words of the believer, the words that are governed by a wise heart, the words that are governed by the one who trusts in the Lord, the words that are governed by one who is blessed by God, verse 20, the one who has a wellspring of life on the inside, who is not instructed in the same way as fools in foolishness, but is instead instructed in wisdom, whose heart teaches his mouth and learning comes to his lips, that person is able to speak in this way, the way that comes to you like honey. Pleasant words. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. That's an important thing that God is speaking of here. He's speaking of a way of talking to people that benefits them, not only in their soul, but also in general terms. That's an amazing thing. Who could live up to such a tall order? But wait a minute. We were just singing in Psalm 19 about the way that the Word of God impacts us. And you remember what it said. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Notice the impact. The law of the Lord is perfect, but it converts. The testimony of the Lord is sure, and it makes wise. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart, able to bring joy. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes, able to give a knowledge of that which is true. to open the eyes to see. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. How can we find these pleasant words? These words that are sweet to the soul and health to the bones. How can we have, in God's providence, speech that benefits other people? Speech that is persuasive. You and I both know that we all know people that are in need of persuasive, beneficial words, particularly for their souls, particularly for their health, that they might see the way of wisdom, that they might see the path that is given to us in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they might understand the work of the Spirit. And all of this pleasant speech comes from God's Word, comes from God's presence, filling His Word with that which points to it. When there's a Spirit-filled believer in someone's midst, something different happens. Now, when I was at Grace Fellowship, there was this man who worked with a lot of unbelievers throughout the week. And he wasn't sure that his wife was converted. So for most of the week, his week was filled with dealing with people who did not know the Lord. But when we had fellowship together on Wednesday nights, or when he was with us on Sunday, he said that he could tell the difference. He was in the presence of people who had the Spirit. And what I'm saying to you is that this is what is happening in your relationships to other people. In a fallen world, but even among believers, you are in the midst of people who need the wisdom that's coming up from inside of you, the wellspring of life that comes by means of the Spirit. And the words that are given you to speak, words that come from the Word of God, but are used at the appropriate time, are going to be like medicine to them. Like sweet medicine. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And that's true in your life, because it was true of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we close this morning, as we prepare to take in food that is designed to cause us to grow on the inside, we need to remember as well that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us something that enables us to grow spiritually and in the direction of pleasant speech as well. The Lord Jesus Christ says in John 6 and verse 63, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life."